So this is the part where I usually say, How Not to Sail, sponsored by Latitudes and Attitudes. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours today at latsats.com. But today I also just need to let you know that you'll be able to get the book, How Not to Sail, for free very soon. So be sure you're subscribed to the podcast, which is also free. And if you don't know how, just go to HowNotToSail.com and you can't miss the subscribe buttons. But now, on with the show. So last we spoke, we were at Marathon Marina, headed for the bar and the saltwater pool. And just like clockwork at most marinas in salty places, right around the end of the day, you'll hear a certain style of music.
I was on 98, heading west in my car, when I spotted a cool little beachside bar. So I pulled in and ordered a drink.
We call it Trop Rock, and it's Buffett-esque, Kenny Chesney Blue Chair, Beach Boys, anything that it talks about bars, women, boats, islands, beaches.
This is one of the many fellows who's likely to be listening to this music at sundown.
I am Brian Watson, and the sailing vessel I own is Another Road.
It's safe to say that Brian is a fan of Trop Rock music.
I've got 3,000 songs on my hard drive that are Trop Rock oriented. Mm. Because one night I was sailing all night and people were sick and they wouldn't go to the helm or they couldn't get up. And so I listened to the same Jimmy Buffett album for 5 times through. And I think I broke the album after that because I was done with it. So that will never, ever happen again. I can actually go, I think, 7 days without hearing the same song twice.
By his own count, Brian's been a fan for about 40 years. So he's the perfect guy to tell us more about this whole Trop Rock phenomenon.
Probably about 15 years ago, they finally created a genre because nobody knew where to put these players like Buffett. Is it Americana? Is it something else? But, I mean, Jim Morris, Eric Stone, Jerry Diaz, Jeff Pike, those are the people that started it early on. And then I've been around for a long time, and then you got the Mike Nashes, and you got the Donnie Brewers, and you got the Don Middlebrook, who's been around a long time, Sonny Jim, Tom Shepard. There's 100 or more people that play in this genre today, where 15 years ago, there was probably 20, 15.
And not only is Brian an expert in this area, he's also, conveniently enough, my boat neighbor at the marina. I drove down from Atlanta to get this trip started, and on the way south, I found out my buddy Eric Stone was going to be performing not too far from the boat. Well, actually, it was in North Tampa, about 45 minutes away, and I rarely make much of an effort to go see live music, but Eric was having a pretty rough couple of weeks after his other half left him, and that's when friends need to show up. So the next day after arriving and after getting some prep work done for the trip, I headed from the boat up to the Tampa Tap Room. What could possibly go wrong? I'd seen Eric Stone at various boat shows doing mostly original music. So little did I realize what kind of gig I was walking into at the Tampa Tap Room. My first surprise when I walked in was seeing a fellow in the audience who looked kind of familiar. Did I mention my memory sucks? Names and faces, it usually takes me a while. But after a while, I realized it was one of my boat neighbors from the marina, 40 minutes away. Brian, from Another Road. What are the odds? Well, not as great as you might think.
Eric was playing a party for the Tampa Bay Parrothead Club, their monthly happy hour.
It was not what I was expecting after seeing Eric at the last boat show.
They'll have a musician and Trop Rock musician come in and play, and then there'll be a line dance for sure at some point in the evening.
And a lot of Buffett requests, as you can imagine. As Eric tells me later,
I love Jimmy Buffett, but I like his real obscure. I like a lot of his ballads and stuff, and you won't hear me playing Cheeseburger and all those kind of songs too often. You know?
Everybody wants to be Jimmy Buffett, singing his island songs by the sea. But give my music a chance and you might just love it. I don't wanna be Buffett, I just wanna be me.
I'll play like Costa Marseille or something like, you know, like African Friend, you know. It's a really obscure song, you know, and I'll play it, and then people come to me, are you going to play any Buffett? I'm like, no, I just played 10 in a row, but no.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So picture Eric Stone at the Tap Room. He's going to be in the British Virgin Islands the next day, headlining a Share the Sail event for Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. And here's this fella bugging him about when he's going to start his next set.
Sometimes I love my job, sometimes I get ill. When I get over 10 requests for Margaritaville. Everybody wants to be Jimmy.
Which brings me to this. I'm a musician too. I haven't played as many gigs as Eric, but I've played enough to know the highs and lows of going from a concert stage where the audience applauds your original compositions to a bar where you're valued in direct proportion to how many songs you can play by other people.
I think, you know, when you play it in a bar and it's not a private event or or a music festival where you're the featured act or whatever, you inevitably have to do covers. And we all started playing covers. That's what we do. But there's some songs that I just don't want to do. Like, you're never going to hear me play Wagon Wheel. It's never going to happen. I don't care if it's a $1,000 tip. I'm not playing it. I'm over that song.
I hear you, brother. If I had a nickel for every time I've played Sweet Home Alabama or Brick House, I'd have, like, $5 at least. I don't know, maybe I'm jaded and cynical. Okay, I'm definitely jaded and cynical. But I'm getting to a point where I really wish I could go to a bar or restaurant on the water and not hear a f***ing guy with a guitar playing f***ing cover tunes. Many of which I've played a zillion times myself.
There was a guy in the corner strumming along a really bad version of that Cheeseburger song as he played on. I started to think he's trying to sing Buffett, but he sounds like that dude from NSYNC.
Apparently somebody decided you can sell more beverages and food if you keep the soundtrack going. But I've already got my own soundtrack, thank you very much. I hear music in my head all the time. In fact, I rarely even play music when I'm out cruising. I hate to say it, but even though I'm glad to see fellow musicians making a living, I kind of wish music in places I like to unwind and eat and drink was a little more rare. But speaking of unwinding and Eric Stone, here's a quick message that actually features a trop rock tune by Eric. Who knew?
Smooth seas and blue skies.
Bob had a problem. You see, Bob had a magazine. And then Bob ran into some trouble and lost his magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes. But guess what? America's number one boating lifestyle magazine is back again as Latitudes and Attitudes. Check it out today at latsats.com.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the story. The magazine that I got into cruising with, Latitudes and Attitudes, transformed into Cruising Outpost after Bob Bitchin got screwed over by a very unscrupulous fellow who shut down their offices and moved to South America. Or something like that. But now they're back as Latitudes and Attitudes, and we are super happy about that. Also, don't forget, as a special thank you, you'll be able to get the book, How Not to Sail, for free very soon. So be sure you're subscribed to the podcast, which is also free. And if you don't know how, just go to hownottosail.com and you can't miss the subscribe buttons. And as always, you can find the show notes with photos from the episodes, scripts, all kind of cool stuff at hownottosail.com/the episode number. So in this case, just hownottosail.com/8. It's almost as good as a free beer. Oh. Which brings us back to the Tampa Tap Room and the Parrot Head Party, where Eric is semi-patiently humoring the organizer of the party while thinking about having lost his lady, his upcoming commute to Miami in the BVI, where he's actually going to be the marquee performer of his own music, and waiting on me to produce a vodka tonic in a glass much too small for this situation.
No, I think what happened is I ordered a vodka soda and you brought me a vodka tonic.
And it was in a half-ass glass.
Yeah, it was a short glass. Yes, you're definitely not going to be my handler.
So we do what any sailors and musicians would do in this situation. We drink. Eric and I drink because we're jaded musicians and Eric's had a rough time and I'm getting ready to sail into the unknown. And Brian, well, because he's completely unjaded and having a great time.
Escapism. Mm. It is absolutely about escapism. You can go to a Buffett concert or any concert that is along that genre of trop rock, walk in and leave your troubles, your baggage, and then everybody's got baggage, some of it doesn't fit in the overhead, but they have baggage that you can leave at the door, go in and forget about all your worries and think about life in a fun way, and then pick up your baggage on the way out.
I don't know how much baggage Brian has, but he's been to a lot of trop rock performances.
There's an event that every year, it's in New Orleans, it's Martin Luther King Weekend. It's called Party Gras. I was king of Party Gras in 2014. I met my wife on a pub crawl on Bourbon Street. I've gone to Meeting the Minds in Key West every year. I did it 17 or 16 years straight. And then I met my wife, so therefore that got cut back a little bit because the liver will not take 5 days, three times a year. There's stars on the water, there's fins to the left, or west, fins to the west. There is pretty much something every year. A lot of the artists, like Mike Nash, does his own event. A lot of them will do cruises, and it's great because you get that intimate moment and times with the artists. And the trop rock artists are not standoffish. They will have conversations.
Indeed they will. Brian's become friends with a number of trop rock artists, including Eric Stone and Mike Nash.
Yes, I'm Mike Nash, and lead singer for Southern Drawl Band. We just are in town this weekend because we played an event called Music on the Bay, which is a really big one every year here in Tampa.
And where else would I run into Mike but just 100 feet up my dock as he's visiting with Brian?
I've just always been in love with the sailing lifestyle and, you know, sailboats. And so I find myself very inspired when I'm out on the water. And every time we're in Tampa touring through, you know, I try to get a day out on the water with Brian and Kathy and everybody and, you know, just get inspired, get away from everything for a little bit.
And here's where this whole trop rock world starts to collide. It turns out that at Brian's behest, both Eric Stone and Mike Nash have written the same song. Okay, well, not exactly. Here's how Brian explains it.
There was a day I was sitting on the beach here in Florida and the sun was setting, a boat was heading south, and I said, there goes a boat gone with the wind. I picked up the phone, called my best friend, musician Jerry Diaz, and said, you need to write this song. He didn't write it. I ran into Eric Stone while I was sailing around the Virgin Islands and said, Eric, write this song. He did write it, but he wrote it about me buying my boat in the Virgin Islands, and now I'm sailing and I'm gone with the wind.
Raised in Texas, but he had the Caribbean in his soul. His job was way too hectic, so he had to find another role. He asked his boss for time off work, thought that she would understand. But when she told him no way, he said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Now he's gone. With the wind, and he may never.
So that's a beautiful thing, right? A custom song written for you and your boat by a well-known artist.
Fast forward a couple years, I have my friend Mike Nash out on the boat telling him about Eric Stone writing this version of Gone with the Wind, and it wasn't the way I would have written it. I would have put a little more, you know, storyline to it. So Mike, not realizing, and we'd been drinking, that that was the story behind the song, went out and wrote his own version of Gone with the Wind.
Come on, baby, let's sail away. Save our troubles for another day. Pack it up and take it on down to the islands. Kick back, live it, sipping umbrella drinks. Sounds good to me, honey, what do you think? We could hoist our sails and never come back again. Burn it all down and let's get gone with the wind. Hammer.
So I did not realize that Eric had written the song already. I thought he was challenging me to write a new song. And so, you know, I just thought it was a great idea, Gone with the Wind, you know, sell what we all want to do, sell off everything, jump on the sailboat and head off on the horizon.
Come on in, girl, the water's fine. Yeah, this is paradise. Shaking with a little eyes. Come on, baby, let's sail away. Save our troubles for another day. Pack it up, take it on down to the island.
So that's two songs from one idea pitched by one fan to three different artists who he has a personal relationship with. That's the kind of thing that makes the Trop Rock community unique.
It has opened the world up to me that I never would have experienced because of these people around the country that then they have these events and all that stuff. It enables guys like us without record deals and all that stuff to go and tour.
Social media and the internet have been huge for Trop Rock, and so has the development of low-cost recording software and hardware. Tracks from Zach Brown Band and Kenny Chesney may feature a full band in a slick Nashville or Atlanta studio, but many popular Trop Rock songs are recorded with bare bones production, either using programmed backing tracks or straight-up acoustic guitar and vocals, sometimes recorded at live shows. Heck, Eric Stone even put up a video of me and him playing his song Latitudes and Attitudes at his place, which you can see in the show notes. You're welcome. But that reminds me, I have a boat show to get to, and I'll just represent to you that the hangover from the tap room was large, but that I recovered. And that Eric did make it to Miami and to the BVI and eventually met a new very special lady. And that I set out on my journey and finally reached Marathon and the last marina on my way to Miami. And as I walk along the dock in the late afternoon on my way to the bar and the saltwater pool, I still may be grumpy about hearing cover music all the time in bars, but the feel-good music of the Trop Rockers is starting to grow on me. We could all certainly do worse than to have a good time.
Everybody wants to be Jimmy Buffett, singing his island songs by the sea. But give my music a chance and you might just love it. I wanna be Buffett, I just wanna be me. I don't wanna be Buffett, I just wanna be me.
Don't forget to join me next time as I head off on the final leg up towards the Miami Boat Show to see what's going to happen. And be sure you're subscribed here to the podcast so you can hear about how to get the book, How Not to Sail, 100% free. Of course, subscribing is free as well, so you can't lose. If you'd like to be part of the street team and help a brother out with the book launch, just hit me up at bradford@bradfordrogers.com or hit me up in the private Facebook group at hownottosail.com/community. Thanks as always for listening, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Yes, you're definitely not going to be my handler. That's okay. We can just hang out.
Yeah, no worries.